Winston Churchill's early life unfolds like a thrilling novel from another era. Born into aristocratic privilege, yet emotionally neglected, the young Winston formed his deepest childhood bond not with his distant parents, but with his beloved nanny, Mrs. Everest, whom he affectionately called Womb. School proved a brutal awakening. He endured severe floggings at St. James's School and struggled academically at Harrow, where he languished in the third division of the fourth form, which was the bottom but one of the whole school. Yet this academic underperformance had a silver lining. While the clever boys studied Latin and Greek, Churchill received intensive English instruction that would later underpin his remarkable literary career. His military ambitions emerged early through elaborate war games with coy soldiers, where he commanded an infantry division with cavalry against his brother Jack's hostile army of colored troops without artillery, a childhood passion that would shape his destiny. After three attempts at entrance examinations, Churchill finally entered Sandhurst, conquering mathematics, which he called a strange sideway through a world of weird entities. Choosing cavalry for his love of horses and impressive uniforms, he excelled in military studies, graduating 8th in his class of 150. He joined the 4th Hussars in March 1895, embracing cavalry life. That same year brought profound loss. His father, Lord Randolph Churchill, died in January after a prolonged illness, their last interaction marked by a simple pat on the knee, typical of their distant relationship. Soon after, his beloved nanny, Mrs. Everest, passed away, despite Churchill's efforts to provide specialist care for her for peritonitis. These losses reshaped his relationship with his 40-year-old mother, who became more peer than parent. Churchill's ambitions soon led him beyond routine military service, as he sought adventure in the Empire's distant territories.
Imagine being so determined to experience combat that you travel halfway around the world as a tourist to war zones. Churchill's hunger for military distinction led him first to Cuba in 1895, where he observed Spanish forces battling rebels. On his 21st birthday, November 30th, he heard shots fired in anger for the first time when insurgents attacked the column he accompanied. This taste of danger only whetted his appetite. When Pathan tribes revolted on India's northwest frontier in 1897, Churchill immediately telegraphed General Sir Bindon Blood, reminding him of a promise to include Churchill in any future expedition. Despite initial rejection, Churchill secured leave from his regiment and traveled 2,028 sweltering miles from Bangalore to Nowshera. In the Mamund Valley, he finally experienced intense combat, alternating between dragging wounded men to safety and firing at tribesmen with a borrowed rifle. Throughout these adventures, Churchill dispatched vivid accounts to newspapers, beginning the war correspondent's career that would eventually provide his path to financial independence and public recognition. His natural talent for combining action with observation was already evident. He wasn't merely seeking danger, he was documenting it with remarkable literary skill.
Churchill discovered his literary talents after missing a military campaign, writing The Story of the Malakand Field Force and earning £600, equivalent to 2 years' military pay. Writing offered the financial independence he sought. He developed a disciplined morning routine, working 4 to 5 hours, often from bed. His style merged Macaulay's and Gibbon's influences with his own dramatic flair. In 1899, Churchill executed a 5-point plan: win a polo tournament, leave the army, secure financial independence, finish his book, and enter Parliament. Though he lost his first political contest at Oldham, the experience strengthened his resolve. His 2-volume The River War showcased his evolution as a historian, addressing broader themes of imperialism and religious fanaticism beyond military narrative.
As war correspondent for the Morning Post during the South African War, Churchill's life changed dramatically in November 1899. When Boer forces ambushed his armored train near Cheveley, Natal, he displayed remarkable leadership despite his civilian status, helping clear the track and rescue wounded men under heavy fire. Captured and imprisoned in Pretoria, Churchill engineered a daring escape on December 12th, vaulting over the prison wall. His subsequent 300-mile journey to freedom captured Britain's imagination. After walking through Pretoria, he found refuge with a British sympathizer who hid him in a mineshaft and smuggled him out in a wool shipment. Churchill's successful escape to Portuguese territory and return to Durban transformed him from correspondent to national celebrity, perfectly positioning him for his political aspirations.
Churchill's dramatic escape from Boer captivity transformed him into a British hero. After returning to the army and continuing his war correspondence for the Morning Post, he leveraged his new fame to win a parliamentary seat in Oldham during the 1900 Cockey election, entering Parliament at 26. Though initially supporting the Conservative government, his independent thinking emerged as he questioned wartime practices. Despite Conservative mentorship, he found himself increasingly aligned with liberal ideas, drawn to intellectuals like H.H. Asquith and John Morley. His intellectual journey began in Bangalore at 22, where he undertook an ambitious self-directed education. He studied Gibbon, Macaulay, Plato, Aristotle, and Darwin, approaching these works with an empty, hungry mind and fairly strong jaws. His worldview evolved to embrace both reason and faith pragmatically. By 1908, Churchill had already built a remarkable resume: military service across three continents, a prison escape, successful books, and a seat in Parliament. These early experiences developed his defining characteristics: courage, powerful communication skills, and a global perspective. Most crucially, his early challenges fostered the resilience that would later prove vital during World War II.
Churchill maintained an idealistic approach to politics, believing his duty was to determine what was right and advocate for it fearlessly, a principled stance that would eventually lead him to cross the floor to join the Liberal Party. The young man who had once written that the structure of our country seemed firmly set would live to see that world transformed beyond recognition and would play a pivotal role in preserving the values he cherished through humanity's greatest crisis. His journey from struggling student to military officer to writer and finally to politician demonstrated an extraordinary ability to reinvent himself while maintaining core principles. The resilience developed through early academic struggles, the courage honed in colonial conflicts, the literary skills perfected through disciplined practice, and the political acumen sharpened through careful observation of mentors all combined to create a uniquely prepared statesman. Churchill's early life reveals not just the making of a political figure, but the formation of a character equal to history's greatest challenges, a man whose early adventures presaged the even greater trials and triumphs that lay ahead.